going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Big day tomorrow with the NFL draft.
Yes, we'll get back to the baseball, but you want some scorching heat right here? Yeah. I don't think I've ever read something so disparaging about a player, let alone a quarterback, the day before the NFL draft. This is wild about Shedeur Sanders.
I have not seen this yet.
No. Ready? Now, I will preface it with one thing. It's from an anonymous NFL assistant coach.
Okay.
So you can either file this in, well, this coach really believes what he says, or he's trying to throw teams off scent because he wants this guy to fall, and it's a character assassination, which we see quite a bit in the NFL draft, which I hate. But let me just read you the quote. On Shedeur Sanders, quote, "The worst formal interview I've ever seen in my entire football life. He's so entitled. He takes unnecessary sacks. He never plays on time. He has horrible body language. He blames teammates. But the biggest thing is, he's simply not that good." End quote. Now, I mean, outside of maybe Johnny Manziel, where you have off-the-record people talking about his drug abuse and like things like that,
yeah,
like true.
That's a different.
Ooh, I mean, now, again, let's be intelligent here. This has been going on forever where I don't like the anonymous takedowns of players. I think it's so unfair to 21, 20, 22-year-old young men who've worked so hard to get to this point, and it's one opinion, and I don't even know the motivation behind some of these opinions, that gets taken and it just explodes out of control and really becomes a bit of a narrative around this player, whether it's true or not. But man, that's a tough one to shake right there.
And once you hear that, it is impossible to unhear it. So from a Giant fan perspective, you hear that and you're thinking, I mean, I'd have to feel... You don't want him. You don't want any part of that, because even if one person thought that, it doesn't mean that that person is the be-all, end-all opinion. But if Sanders could create that type of reaction from one person, one assistant coach in the league, that would be enough to scare me off. Now, obviously, I'd want to be in the interview myself and see how I interpreted that. I think there is a fine line sometimes between confidence and arrogance,
yes,
or cockiness.
Yep.
But he went over multiple things right there. And I also think it's subjective to where, well, some people say, well, he can't play. Well, that's your opinion on if he could play or not. So I wouldn't worry about that aspect of it, because you could watch the film yourself and see what you think, how it's going to translate. But there was a combination of a lot of things right there that would be, you could understand why maybe he's going to slide a little bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch him. Now, I wouldn't touch him for the last part. Not because this anonymous NFL assistant coach is shaping my opinions. I've said this for a while. I don't think he's that good. And when I say I don't think that he's that good, at least let me substantiate that a little bit, because I don't want to be somebody who just offers a blind, you know, physical takedown of the player. Because, listen, he had a great career at Colorado. He's obviously talented. I just don't think he's worth it because, number one, I don't think his arm talent's that good. I do agree with he's never on time. Now, I'm not sitting there dissecting every throw, but you watch him a few games and you realize he's not really on time, okay? And then you say, well, okay, fair enough. We can, you know, in the right system, we could shape this with that. And that's always true. But now I look at the athleticism and the size. He does not have elite athleticism, and he does not have elite size. So if you're not on time, don't have a particularly great arm, which he doesn't, and that's measurable. Like, you can actually quantify that stuff. And then the other stuff that we talk about, why would I draft him? Unlike Jalen Hurts a couple of years ago when the Eagles took him in the second round, at least Jalen Hurts was an elite athlete. You could sit there and say, okay, I could see this player early on using his legs to transition to the NFL, and then if he's right with the right team, with a good O-line and some innovative coaching, but some weapons, blah, 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 you can see him taking another step. Maybe like Jalen Milroe. Like, I would rather have Jalen Milroe than I would Shedeur Sanders, because I could look at him and say he is the fastest, most explosive quarterback in the draft here. And while he might be a little behind the curve or slightly deficient mechanically or throwing the football, there is an element of coaching him up and getting him in the right system where I can see him like just leading his team to a ton of touchdowns, many more than I can see with Sanders. So, I mean, he's dropping. I don't think anybody's going to aggressively move up to get him. I just don't.
I think that the Giants have, they know they need to take a quarterback. I thought for a while it was not going to be Shedeur Sanders. It felt like a while, well, hey, maybe the Giants are going to get lucky and either have to trade up to get him at number two or get lucky and have him at number three if Cleveland didn't take him. That was the sentiment early on. We've gone away from that over the last several months. So it never felt likely to me that they were going to take Sanders. They will likely try to take a quarterback, and that's the speculation, whether it is Sanders late in the first round or early second round or whoever it may be.
They like,
well,
right?
That was who I was going to bring up here. I saw Moose tweet about this, and you know, it's not that Moose is, you know, he's not trying to be Adam Schefter or anybody here, but when he says something like he's hearing stuff from the Giants building that, you know, quote, I think was keep an eye out on Tyler Shuck in the second round or whatever said later in the draft. A lot of people in the Giants building like him. I would put some stock into that. I don't know if I like that pick, though. And Phil Simms was, you know, knocking him a little bit yesterday with Boomer and Gio. Was it yesterday or Monday? Yeah, I think it was yesterday. Either way, I would not go nuts about Tyler Shuck. I like the fact that the Giants could identify a quarterback and say, okay, well, this is the guy that we want, try to draft and develop him. But I just don't know if I don't trust him to get the right one. I like Dable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust him to get the right one. And if Tyler Shuck is their guy, I trust him even less. I'm with you. It would be appealing about Milroe and his talent, his athleticism. Does that mean he's going to be a great player? I don't know.
But where's the evidence that you have no or very little faith in the Giants' ability to draft the right quarterback?
Well, I mean, they haven't done it. They thought
they haven't tried. Yeah, very different than drafting people and missing. They haven't missed. They just haven't swung.
Well, but that's a problem.
But that's a different problem.
Well, but
if they take a swing like in late in round one or early round two, to me, there's no evidence that they have failed to identify a guy that they think that they can make really good.
Did they think Bo Nix was good enough to draft? No. Did they think J.J. McCarthy was good enough to draft? No.
But again, that's different than not taking the swing.
But they looked at those guys and didn't think they were any good. And Sean Payton turned Bo Nix in year one into a playoff quarterback. So, and now, I don't care who, like how you view the quarterback class this year, everybody acknowledges that it's nowhere near what last year's was. So the Giants are going to take a lesser quarterback in a lesser quarterback draft, and I'm supposed to believe that they're going to turn Tyler Shuck into a franchise quarterback?
No, you believe what you believe here. I'm just saying from my perspective, there's a lot of things wrong with this regime, but drafting quarterbacks and us saying the Giants just drafted a stiff is not even on my list because it's never happened.
Right.
So I'm going to give them that latitude to prove otherwise here. Listen, I think...
What quarterback has this regime chosen?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm saying Daniel Jones was the one that they did.
Yeah, but that was dude. That's different, and you know that. Come on, you know that there was how heavy-handed was Mara.
They thought
he made the playoffs. Understood. That was a very trick. That's not what's going to happen to Bo Nix over the weekend.
They thought last year. They really did believe last year Daniel Jones was going to be a lot better than he was.
Okay, but they also loved Drake May, who is awesome.
Yeah, well,
they just didn't want to give up everything. So at least they identified the right guy. So listen, I'm going to be fair with that. I think there's a lot that they've done wrong as we've dissected a million ways sideways here, but I think tomorrow night certainly tomorrow in the first aspect and maybe double aspect, but if not tomorrow too, you might get this in Friday. Like, dude, there's a chance that the Giants hit a home run here. It's going to, I think it's got to be Abdul Carter, and I think you and I both think he's going to be a superstar.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be there at three.
I'm saying if he is, right? Now, if he's not, we discussed this yesterday, Travis Hunter, I would trade out, you would trade out, I'm not taking him at three.
Did you see Boldy's latest report?
I saw a few. A report or an opinion?
Was it a report, Hoff, or an opinion? I thought Baldinger said, they were talking about on Boomer and Geo, that there will be a mega trade in the top five.
Well, I don't doubt this. Remember, I said to you, I think this is off air yesterday, this is the first time since Joe Montana was traded, I guess that would have been 1993, to Kansas City, where there has not been a first-round trade. I mean, leading into the draft. Now, maybe we get something today. Maybe we get something before the draft starts tomorrow. Maybe we get something at number two once the draft starts. I do agree. I think the top 10 is going to be incredibly volatile. I think the Saints are ready to pounce. I think the Bears can pounce. I think the Giants could trade out. I think the Jets could trade out. I do think that there could be a lot of movement to Baldy's point. But I also think that there's a possibility here that the Giants, if they get Abdul Carter, who I think is going to be phenomenal, and then they got to nail this part, and it's not going to be easy, but if they trade into the first round and identify the right quarterback, tomorrow night could be the night that changes everything for the Giants.
100%.
Could be.
So that's a big...
I understand
big
that.
Could be there.
But half of it occurs if Abdul Carter's
but
there at three.
That might be the biggest if.
I think the biggest if would be finding a team to trade with and then getting the quarterback 20, 22, 25, whatever it might be.
I would just be concerned that if we feel Carter's the best player in the draft, other people feel that way. And when you're starting to hear reports about a blockbuster trade, Hoff, what was the exact quote that Baldy had?
You want me to play it for you right now?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Baldy here on the main stage at the NFL Network. And, you know, I get these premonitions when we get close to the draft. We're basically 48 hours away. I'm just telling you, I feel a blockbuster trade coming in the top five. I kind of know what might happen. Mm. I'm just letting you know this is a tease. Mm. Like, it's coming. Be ready for it. This is not going to be a boring draft.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got a blockbuster trade coming. There's only so many great players in this draft. I don't know. Like, I feel it, all right? I might have to release it. I'm just teasing you right now. All right, everybody. 48 hours, man.
Woo,
Christmas is coming.
Boldy!
I love Boldy. Not exactly deliver like a Schefter from a news perspective, but I love it. That's why I like it.
But remember last year?
Yeah. From?
Boldy said last year Atlanta was going to take. He alluded.
Oh, with the Penix pick?
Yes.
Yeah, no, listen.
And
he's piped
like,
in. I love Boldy.
Well,
I'm
just saying,
here.
Like, he did the same thing last year. Yeah. I think it was swimming or something. You know, in the Boldy breakdowns, he pops up. And I have a premonition Atlanta might be looking for a quarterback. And everybody's like, huh? They just signed Kirk Cousins. Boom. Falcons on the clock. They take Michael Penix. So I believe it's happening.
I do, too. I just find it interesting where he says a premonition, and then he says, you know, 10 seconds later, hey, listen, I know what's happening here. So which one is it? Is this the thought that right. you have, or somebody, I'm going to go when he knows some info,
so now,
and he's ready to roll.
So now
that's
I
our guy.
So now I ask you, and I'm just doing the math common sense without any sources here, and he even said it, there are only a few great players in this draft. This is off of Schrager reporting yesterday that the 2 and 3 picks, the Browns and Giants, were fielding calls.
Aggressively, and, I believe he used.
Right, and for only three players.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it was Hunter, Carter, and Jenty, the
running
back.
Yes, the running back, yep.
So if you do the math and follow the crumbs here, I would be concerned if I'm a Giant fan about Cleveland trading out of number 2 and somebody trading up to get Carter. I don't believe somebody's trading up to number 2 to get the running back.
I would agree with
top
that.
Top 5, maybe. If you're trading up for number 2, it's either for Carter or because you love Hunter.
I would probably agree with that. I don't think there's... Now, I do like some of the old linemen here. I don't think you do that. I don't think you do that for Mason Graham from Michigan. I don't think you do that for the tight ends, Warren, some other ones as well. No, I think that you're probably right about
that. So now it could be Hunter, which would be great because then the Giants get their guy Carter. To your point, now you have Carter set in. Okay, now let's go to work on the quarterbacks. Late first round, early second round. They could then identify their guy, Shuck, Dart, whatever, however they're going to pick him, even if it is Sanders. I would doubt that, but whatever. If trade up, then it gets fun. If the Giants come away with Carter plus a quarterback.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I mean, again,
fans are going to be so energized. They're rightfully
as they should be. As they should be. I still don't think it's going to be the right quarterback at that spot.
Well, how could you say that?
Because they could have gotten the right quarterback, I think, last year.
Oh, basically. Okay.
They're trying to check the box. Now, if it were Milrow, different story.
Milrow, man.
Yeah, that's the one that at least if you're going to check the box and do it, get one with the upside and potential of him. The floor for him is ultra athleticism.
Yeah,
so,
great kid
so
too.
The ceiling,
military
we know
background.
The floor for the other guys is an absolute freaking bust.
Could be. Yeah, it could be. Sanders could be an absolute bust. Cam Ward could be a colossal bust here.
Either way, if they come away with Carter plus a quarterback, a top quarterback, then I think that you have to feel great about where they're at. Doesn't mean that they're going to be good this year. Doesn't mean it's going to be the right quarterback, but I think you have to feel satisfied with
the draft. Well, by the way, and maybe we'll have this conversation a little bit more tomorrow, I'm good is a little strong here. I won't go nuts. But I actually think there's a chance, and I've hinted at this before, that the Giants are very competitive next year if they get Carter and if their defensive identity is what I think it could be. You know, I was looking at the schedule again this morning. They lost a lot of games, you know, 5 points, 3 points. Listen, again, I'm not pushing this toward 10 or 11 wins. I'm not saying that. But I do think there's a chance.
Now it sounds like it's Big Blue BT right
now. No. We are unkillable. Giant version here. I'll do as many pods as I can.
Yeah.
No, listen, I just think that their defense is coming. And I think historically good Nick teams are rooted in defense. You know, good Giant teams are rooted in defense. Going back to Parcells and Coughlin, as good as Eli was, it was that defense that won a lot of the Super Bowls, as we know. So I think there's a chance for them to have a superstar, a player added to another one in Dexter, and some other good interesting pieces. I got a couple of quick hits for you. Give me a quick yes or no. First thing that enters your mind, yes or no, did the Giants trade out of 3, yes or no?
Man, that's
quick.
A tough
Come
one.
On, buddy. Don't contemplate that. The whole point is first reaction. Do the Giants trade out of 3, yes or no?
No.
Do the Jets trade out of 7?
No.
Yes or no?
No, definitely no.
Do the Jets get an offensive or a defensive player at 7?
I think Jets are going offense.
Do the Giants get an offensive player if they trade out?
Yes. If they trade out.
If they trade out, I know that I could take one of three. Yeah.
It's hard to answer your first one. I think that's the most important one. Because it doesn't pertain just to the Giants. At least with the Jets, I feel like it pertains to the Jets.
You mean meaning if the Jets want to trade out, they could.
Yeah.
And if they want to go offense, a couple of linemen, whatever.
But to me, the Giants trading out of three only depends on what happens at two. If Carter is there at three, they're not trading out.
Yeah.
If he is not there, then I do think that they trade out. Mm-hmm. And I'm uncertain to how that's going to go, meaning I think it's 50-50, whereas the Browns could take Hunter, the Browns could trade out, and maybe somebody trades up to get Hunter, or they trade up to get Carter. If the Giants don't get Carter, then I think it's the opposite of your scenario, where you're saying, hey, this could be the home run. They get Carter plus a quarterback. If they don't get Carter, then I think they're in trouble, because none of the quarterbacks that they will have access to are worthy of that third pick.
I agree with that.
And probably not even a top 10 pick.
Well, maybe you trade to 15. Or you take...
But then you still are in the same spot that we would have been in our ideal situation with Carter plus a flyer on a late first round, second round quarterback.
Yeah, and I don't know, would they go... I keep saying Mason Graham, so I'm thinking they're going defense here. Would they go Mason Graham? I don't know. I mean, he's a stud, man. The stud from Michigan. And he's not quite Carter, but...
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, so what would you do? Like, if they let's put it this way,
I would trade down.
Well, hold on, but you need two to dance here.
Yeah,
let's say the Giants do not have access to Abdul Carter III. He goes to Cam Ward I to Tennessee, and the Giants are feverishly trying to trade out of three, but they can't strike a deal. You got to pick somebody. Who are you picking?
I don't want Hunter. I mean, value there is Hunter, but I don't want him. I know. That's a tough call.
That is a tough call.
Yeah, and that would be their bad prediction. BT, we started the show talking about the Mets and their red hot start. Richard is calling from Floral Park. What's up, Richard?
Hey, good morning, fellas. The A-list team is on.
Yes.
I think I know the reason.
I like the sound of that.
The A-team.
Yeah. I think I know the reason why Pete Alonso's playing so great. You know the saying? Happy wife makes a happy life.
Yeah.
He just contract. He's got $30 million to give her so she could shut up and he could play ball.
Dude. I mean, come on, man. You're rich. $30 million to shut up.
Doesn't it make sense? It makes sense.
Well,
he gets her off his back and he starts to play ball.
Well, like, I mean, rich. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Do you ever think that maybe he loves her and they have a good relationship?
Yes. Yes, we all love our wives, but, when they start to nag...
We just don't have $30 million to zip it. Maybe you're on something.
Well, he does. He does. That's why he's playing so great.
I guess.
There's something to it. Rich. Thank you for the call. I mean, you got to be happy, right? Your wife about to have a baby now.
Yeah.
Happy wife, happy life.
Polar Bear's going to be a daddy.
I mean, how about him making $30 million a year? I mean, that's going to make him happy. No,
yeah.
We could look at it and say, well, he didn't get the contract that he wanted, a long term deal. He's still the highest paid first baseman in the sport. That would make me happy, even for a singular year. No,
yes. I mean, yes. I think I'd put up with anything for $30 million in a year. Just about. I am looking. I'm going to geek out for a second here. 99 percentile, 100 percentile, 98 percentile, 98, 96, 95, 96. I mean, you're talking about barrel rate, hard hit rate, sweet spot, average exit velo. I mean, Pete Alonso, like, it's not, I mean, again, when you're hitting the way he's hitting, like Judge, you're going to see a ton of red if you go to Baseball Savant. But sometimes you can be, your eyes could fool you a little bit.
Right.
Or the numbers can be deceiving, hitting the bad luck, or maybe you get a couple of bloops and maybe you're doing a little bit better. Like, for a while, Jazz had a pretty good OPS. And I'm like, all right, he's got an 890 OPS. He's got four home runs. He's doing nothing else here. So I think sometimes it can be deceiving. Pete is just squaring everything up. And Keith was talking about it last night where... I think he struck out his last at bat. He tipped it into the catcher's mitt, but a good swing. But he laid off a couple of sliders in the dirt in the left-hand side of the batter's box. And Keith and Ron were saying last year, 0-2, you throw it outside, he's done. Like, he's changed his approach. He's got back to being disciplined. And, again, sustaining it at this rate is not going to happen.
He's
getting MVP votes.
He's been judge-like.
He's good. No, he hasn't been judge-like.
Look at the numbers you just mentioned. I'm not saying...
Come on, man. I know everybody's getting goofy now.
Wait.
Judge-like.
I'm not saying he's Aaron Judge. We've had this conversation many times with the callers. We know that.
We got to get digital ready again
His numbers. Look at his numbers.
I'd
you just
that. Adam. He's doing great.
Aren't they Judge-like?
No. Well, what's his OPS? I mean, Judge's OPS is 1,200.
Do you have them up there right now?
I have Pete's numbers.
Okay. You do have Pete's numbers.
I do.
Yeah, okay.
I do.
So what's his batting average?
Pete is hitting right now a scathing 349.
I mean,
Judge is at 407.
Oh, yeah. Judge now. I'm talking about like in general doing things that, because the comp was always there. Well, even Soto said it. Well, not as good at, you know, he didn't say Pete's not as good as Judge, but he said he misses having the best hitter in baseball behind him.
Yeah, he was thinking it.
What's the OPS?
OPS is close. Pete's 1150. Judge's, I don't have Judge. Judge is 12 change. I know that from last night, but I don't have
12,
the exact.
12-3.
12-3 for Judge, and Pete's at what?
1150.
I mean, dude, that's the point.
Like, I know it's close.
I know nobody is disputing what Aaron Judge is.
Uh-huh.
But his numbers so far to start this year,
that's been blistering, dude. Listen, I was saying he's going to get MVP votes, so I'm not here to
who's even
to denigrate a start. Tucker's had a great start.
Are they in the realm of
Tatis
judging?
Tatis has been phenomenal. Yeah. I was looking at some numbers yesterday. Maybe not some of the power numbers. All right, let me ask you this:
the ribbies.
You know, he's got. Listen, guys,
how many
are on
ribbies
base?
Judge got? I'm gonna pull it up. Yeah, I got Judge here.
There's four guys tied with 25. You want to guess them?
I know that Pete is definitely one of
Tucker,
them after last night.
Tucker's
up there. Judge
and there's one more.
Is it Tatis? No.
Wilmer Flores.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Good God, Wilmer Flores.
That's right.
Just crying all the way to San Francisco.
Yeah.
All right, Mets fans. Hoff, I want your opinion or your answer on this as well. A little spontaneous over-under here for the Mets fans in the house. All right? Sal.
Yeah.
Over-under. 285 average for Pete.
Dude. You put me on the spot.
Well, I mean, listen. Yeah, he's Judge-like, so apparently he can do it.
I didn't say he was Judge-like. You started to sound like some people on social media. Yeah, I didn't say he was.
Over,
I said his start has been Judge-like.
I know it has.
And
what about
is
his
it
finish?
Right now? He's 350.
He's hitting 349. He looks like Manny Ramirez, basically, on steroids, hitting 349, or Miguel Cabrera. 285. Come on. Where's the confidence in your boy Pete?
Is it possible Pete Alonso can hit 290 this year? I actually do think that. And now, obviously, this is lunacy if you ask me this before the year.
Yes, because he's never done it before.
But it's not like he has been a career 220 hitter.
But he's never had more than 271. I believe that's the high watermark. Right, but 271 to 290 is a massive leap, dude.
270 to 285 is the number you're asking. It's not that massive. And with the way he's playing, and with Soto in front of him.
Is this a yes or a no? Quit beating around the bush.
I'm going to go over 285.
Attaboy! All right there, Sal. We got his number. Hoffman, Mr. Hoffy.
Who's been in a few Mets games. Is it 285 or 291?
We're going to go 285. And Hoff, as you're thinking, by the way, yeah, it's not a huge jump from 271 to 285, but it's a big jump when 271 was a while ago.
Yeah, I know.
That's my point. You know what I'm saying?
But the fact that he's hitting 350 now.
It looks great, man. I'm happy for him.
I mean, if he dropped, you think he's going to drop 100 points off
his average? I think he's going to be there. I'm just asking you guys. I think he's going to win the MVP or second place.
I do think he's going to have a career year for himself, so 285 and above. For sure.
Okay, so both of you guys are on board with that. Final one. I won't even do home runs. We know he's going to mash home runs.
How many homers he got right now?
Six. If and when Soto gets going.
Yeah.
Now we get to the RBIs here.
What are his stats? You have them up?
No, I'm not even. No, this is about Pete.
I'm going to that. Okay.
No.
Juan Soto. I'm going to try to build that. Juan Soto's hitting 235. Because it's the way that I say things.
You sound like Bob Murphy there.
NBC. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
More positive inflection. Yes, yeah. I get a positive
OPS is under 800. It's okay, though.
That's
going to
be a thing all summer, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, until he gets going.
He hasn't made an error yet.
Yeah. Over, under. Ribbies for Pete. Hey, listen, I'm going with the big boys. You want to swim in, you might not be the size shark of Judge, we know that, but you want to swim in similar waters for this 1 year?
Yeah.
Over, under, 125.
I'm going over that without hesitation.
No hesitation from
Sally. No, because of who's on in front of him.
Okay.
He's got the advantage there, where he's got Lindor and Soto.
I don't disagree. I'm just asking. Huff?
Yeah, I say over because, I mean, in 2022, he drove in 131.
He did.
And he did not have the lineup that's in front of him.
Now, that's true.
Now.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Ask the real question.
Yeah.
Pete, go over 62.
Get the hell out of here.
Take down Judge's record.
Yeah, let's get past Strawberry first.
Take down Judge's
record. Past Strawman.
It's just a matter of time.
It is a matter of time. No way in hell is he catching Aaron Judge's single-season mark. Zero.
Pete might hit 63 and drive in 140.
And then he'll wake up and he'll realize that he's at 39 and 110.
BT and Sal, the fan. Vin is calling from Tom's River. What's up, Vin?
Vinny.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, Vin?
All right, let's go, Nick. But I just, the guy who called about Alonzo's wife, I kind of had a different take with Lindor. I was wondering what you guys thought.
Go ahead.
Like, he was struggling when his wife was pregnant. He was away from her. You know, things take a toll on people. And he seems like a very family-oriented guy, like always wants to be around his family.
Yeah.
So I was thinking that he was missing his wife and the baby. Now that maybe that they're back, he's starting to turn around.
Maybe. Vinny, if all of us as dads, I mean, at one point, and once we, you know, without us, there is no baby. But then it's time for us to sit on ice and watch, and there's really nothing we could do while the wife is having the baby. And, you know, pregnant, baby's going to be born, and the baby came. What a lot of people don't talk about are maybe some of the issues leading up to the pregnancy or during the pregnancy or at the time of birth. So you never know what's going on in somebody's world. It's possible.
But you've got to what the hell's the word?
Compartmentalize.
Yes, thank you very much.
But
I had it before
easy,
I said
it. It's not easy to say either. You know what I mean?
But Lindor even was saying this year he misses his family. They're not with him right now, I don't think, in New York. They post videos watching him, and he's having a good start. So I don't think it's that. He's a family-oriented guy, but I would not say that his early season struggles, which weren't just in New York, that was a thing in his career.
Yeah, and they weren't as pronounced this year anyway.
Yeah, well, this year, no.
That's what I'm saying. But even early, there was some signs, but it wasn't lengthy enough where we're like, all right, here we go again.
Yeah, maybe it was the first six games or so.
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't know, to each their own. Yeah, but they're human, so I'm sure that there are things that are going on in their minds. You have to compartmentalize. You know, just like you do with other aspects of life and whatever other jobs people may have. So, yes, it's a factor, but I would not say that that's why Pete Alonso is having great success because his wife is pregnant or because, you know, Lindor's struggling because he misses his family. I would not think that that's the case.
No, I'm not thinking that either. Do you remember, did you stay a couple of nights in the hospital when Sammy was born?
One night, yeah.
Okay, I think we did at least two, maybe three.
Wow.
I'm like, this is cake, dude. The nurse is doing everything. I'm just sitting there bringing me food. I'm laying on the couch. I remember watching St. John's Villanova.
I remember watching the Mets and Rockies. Yeah.
Yo, I remember. It was because it was a game I was supposed to be doing. Yeah. It was at the Garden. I just couldn't do it. And I'm like, this is simple, man. Oh, she's changing diapers. Piece of cake. Then you get home, and there's no nurse. And it hits you hard, man. Like, when you first get home, those first couple of days, woo.
Yeah, mom.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My in-laws stayed for a couple of days from Dallas, and my mom and dad came over. Yeah, I mean, it ain't easy, man. Not easy.
And Lindor's wife, Hoff, confirms, is still in Florida. That's what I thought. And he was asked about this during the week, and he was saying, oh, you know, I miss my family. I miss my kids. It's tough to be without them. That's got to be a tough grind for, you know, the athletes that are married with children, especially baseball for 162 games. I don't know how you do that, especially if he's, like, I'm assuming he's based in New York during the season, right?
He's got to.
So why his family doesn't want to move? Maybe they have him in school. I don't know the details of it.
But they're young, so it's not like they're, I don't think they're, like, yeah, nursery school. What's the difference? I don't know the answer to that, but it can work both ways. Now, for me, the missing of my children would be more than
missing your wife, yes.
Then I would gain in terms of having more focus on my job. Like, I do think there's something to be said if you wake up and there's no kids, and I'm talking about young kids, cereal all over the place, and, you know, toys all over the place, and screaming and crying and diapers, like all the things we go through, and it's just a natural stage of life. It's easier to wake up on your own volition, get your workout in, make your smoothie, you get on the trail, whatever you're doing, get to the ballpark, stay in your routine without any, and I don't mean to frame it this way, without any interruptions from your kids. Like, I can see how it could actually put you in a better mindset to do your job better. But it depends what kind of person you are, because the other aspect is you are lonely and you're unable to focus on your job. It depends on, honestly, it depends on how much you enjoy being a dad and being a husband. Really, yeah. It's different for everybody.
BT, I remember I've told you this story before. Basically, the first opportunity that I got to do regular shows on the overnight was coinciding with the birth of my daughter. I took off like
the next day?
Literally, I took off a day because it was the opportunity I waited for my whole life.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I was like, JJ's leaving. Do you want to do overnights, five nights a week? Now, I wasn't full-time.
Oh, okay, but it's a little test run for Sal here.
Right, I wasn't full-time, like, here you go. Here's your opportunity to do five shows. I told my wife, I'm sorry, but now, we were working from home at the time, because it was right after the pandemic, still early on. It was April 2021.
Dude, how did you do that with the baby crying?
I honestly look back on it, I don't know how any of us did it. My wife, me, going downstairs.
And you have a bigger home now. I'm not sure how big the old one was.
Well, I was downstairs doing it.
But still, you're loud. So am I. I mean, doing shows from home, they were, you know, me and Teak were doing that in 2020, 2021. And they were young. And, like, certain things, you just, I can't work like this.
I had to compartmentalize and just kind of block it out. I know what you're saying with the actual loud noise, but I don't remember being that bad. Maybe she was upstairs. You know, you're talking about she's in the upstairs, I'm downstairs, and there's two floors in between. But it was very challenging and very difficult to do that. Yeah, BT and Sal, but you know what? I did it. So suck it up. No.
Right, hey, BT, not as easy as waking up every couple of hours to feed the kids. You know, I'm sure you weren't doing that.
No, I was not doing that.
No, me neither.
That's why. And then it was harder on, honestly, it was harder on my wife than anybody because she was basically doing it alone without me because I'm like, I'm sorry. I got to go do a show.
I also don't have breasts. I mean, I do, but nothing's coming out of them. So what can I really do here besides watch? And then the other problem, not a problem, but you just deal with it. But it's, oh, God, it was hard. Like, thinking about this. Like, the not to be too graphic, but it's a beautiful thing. It's not disgusting. Like, the wife would pump and then freeze the milk, and then you got to bring the frozen milk to the restaurant. Like, if you want to once a month actually get out for a meal and sit there for, 63 minutes where the kid's still sleeping before they start screaming. But you got to time everything out. Yeah. It's tough. But it's tough for them. I mean, it really is. Now we got to foot the bill for the rest of the existence here. But they get the short end of the stick early on.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out
with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On the Fan.
All right, BT, a little three or Q. Three random questions as we do every Wednesday at 11:40. Number one, would you go to space if you had the opportunity?
Yes, I would.
You saw this with like Katy Perry.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Who else was on there? Gail King. Was she one?
Yeah, Gail was there.
Was it? That was fake off?
Did you not see the clips of them getting out of
the
spaceship?
They were messing around. It was a whole.
Sport. It was a hoax, dude.
Wait. So they didn't go?
Mm-mm.
No,
I would go.
But people really did go. Like, didn't Strahan go?
I don't know if Strahan went.
There's
certain people that have gone. But
now I'm really confused because I thought that this was an actual thing where Strahan and other people went to the space thing.
Well, they're not going to Mars. I mean, did they
They went up
in
space.
Did they go up just a little bit? Yeah. So I'm getting confused.
I thought Gail King was up there saying that Katy Perry sang up there while they were watching.
All right. So I got Strahan did go to space.
Okay.
In 2021, he did go. Blue Origin.
Yeah.
The last thing that happened like a week ago. Fake, phony,
hoax.
BS.
Yep. Are you sure about that?
Yes.
I was reading about it. I thought it was in the Post.
Yeah, it was everywhere because it was fake. Because they tried to like script it, and the door opened up before Bezos was able there to open it up. Yeah. But it's just a whole not. Yeah, it was all.
Gail King was in on that.
Well,
Anyway, the question's still
pertains.
Yeah, the question still pertains.
I would, but again, I think it takes like 6 months to get to Mars.
What?
Something like that. I could be off, but I know it's a ridiculous amount of time.
I thought Strahan did it in like a day.
No, they didn't go
to
Mars.
Where'd they go?
I don't know. I mean, there's various pockets
just went
of outer
space.
Space.
They just went
okay,
out there.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So would you go to outer space?
Of course
I'm not saying visit Mars.
Sure.
Saying I would not.
Why?
Oh, dude, what? I don't even want to go on a plane. You think I'd risk my life going in one of those little bubbles?
I would love
to
see that with my own eyes. If I had a chance to see that, it'd have to be a quick expedition. I'm not looking to go up there for months or travel for weeks here. If I could see the world from that vantage point, sign me up. Yeah.
Interesting. For me, I'd be too afraid of it. Now I'm really like, well, how long did Strahan go for? I thought it was just like a day or two. They go up there.
Yeah, he went up for like hours or whatever it is, maybe a day. But like this was a hoax with this whole the girls and stuff like that. Like whatever, it is what it is.
Okay, all right. Number two.
Jerks.
Your favorite reality show of all time.
My favorite reality show of all time.
Do you have one? Have you watched reality shows?
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
have
saying,
I watched reality
sure.
shows? Of course,
dude. Making sure. Okay.
Let's see. I watched them really early. And I was, remember, well, do you know what the first reality show was?
The Real World?
Well, actually, that's probably it on MTV.
That's the first one I remember.
I think you're right, but that's generally the one that's referenced historically. I think Joe Millionaire was the first one on network
TV. Okay, like that type of
show. And I got into that a little bit. Is Survivor? Is that a reality show?
Yeah.
I loved Survivor.
Still do or no?
No. I checked out, God, who knows how long ago. I watched The Housewives, you know, when it's on.
New Jersey or any of them?
I love the Jersey ones, man. Okay, just relatable, you know. My wife watches them all, but the Jersey ones are more my speed. Well, how about you? I know you love this stuff.
100% Jersey's my favorite. That show I was telling you about, Married at First Sight, Australia, one of the best shows. Like, I was really into that.
Season 18, you were saying, right? Something
season
nuts?
Season 10. Season 10, Married at First Sight, Australia was just, I couldn't recommend it enough. I loved it. But probably my favorite would either be, now remember, I was a young kid with The Real World, but the initial Real Worlds, I love them. I don't know if anything beats Jersey Shore.
I was just going to say Jersey Shore. How'd I forget about that?
I think the first three seasons of Jersey Shore are, dude, I went back and binge watched because I didn't watch it in real time.
Yeah.
At least the first one, I don't think I watched it in real time. But the first three seasons of Jersey Shore, I went back and binge watched, and I would go back and do it again. It's such good TV.
Then they had their families, right? I've never seen some of those.
It's still going, right? They extended it now, which I still watch when I can. But the original Jersey Shore, those first 3 years, ooh.
That was nuts, dude. Yeah. You ever get into Big Brother? Yes or no?
No.
Now I think I always see those ads after like football, like coming up next on
Big Brother.
CBS, whatever.
Didn't get into that. There was a bunch. I never got into Survivor.
How about Shark Tank? I think that's
Shark
awesome.
Tank. I love Shark Tank.
All right,
Good show.
A few for you. Okay, hold on. Yeah. So let me go. Just a little search here. All right, we got The Housewives as the franchise. How about The Amazing Race? That was one that was on.
Nah, I didn't get into it either.
But
yep, that's a popular one.
Very
popular.
Project Runway, not my thing. You ever get into that?
No.
All right.
Oh, I liked
American Idol. You had to get into that. Come on.
Not as much as everybody else. Which one?
Was it RuPaul's Drag Race?
No.
That was an early one.
Wait, what was the one that Trump was on? When Trump was on? Oh, The Apprentice.
Oh, The Celebrity Apprentice was awesome. I watched it. I couldn't wait to see that.
That
it was great.
I liked The Celebrity Apprentice, and there was another one that I used to watch as well.
Not The Real World. We said Survivor. No, said The Real World.
It was among those lines. What were you saying before? The
Top
Amazing
Chef?
Race?
Did you like Top Chef? The cooking one? I think Teak really was on Top Chef.
Oh, not American Idol. What was the other one? The X Factor. That one I liked.
What was the one where, and I just remember like a couple of women, I guess men too, like they were in, where they would have like tarantulas crawl on you.
Fear Factor?
Yes, that was Fear Factor. Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't get into that either. Hoff, you have a favorite reality show of all time?
I'm an OG Real World, Road Rules. I like the challenges.
The challenges
I used
great.
To watch those all the freaking time, dude.
Love them.
I got one for you.
Yeah.
The WWE helped when those guys lived together for a season.
Legends
or two.
House or something.
Piper was there, and Jimmy Pat Patterson Hart. Was there. Jimmy Hart
mean
was there.
Mean Gene, I think.
Mean Gene was definitely there. Yeah.
The Real World. I used to have crushes.
I didn't watch it once.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Mm-hmm. I just
or
you
the
know
challenge.
Nah, I was
Melinda from Austin.
That seems like I missed out on some good content,
dude. There was a lot of good content.
Yes,
really? A lot of good.
Okay.
The Vegas. What?
Last one. Now you guys give me a lot of flack.
Well, you create some of that flack yourself.
Well, in some regards, yes, but you know, not being as cultured, maybe, or some say that I'm not educated.
I didn't say that. Gio did.
No, but you said. Well, yes, but you said you still side with Marash or whatever.
Oh, you didn't forget that.
Here's
did
a,
you?
No. I will not forget that. Gotcha, I mean, come on. Have you ever watched a silent or foreign film?
I've watched some foreign films with subtitles, and I could fall asleep in five. I couldn't even say the name. I think I've been exposed to a couple along the way. Zero interest. You know, some of the Charlie Chaplin stuff early, silent films, black and white, but very, like, comedy-oriented or some dances. It doesn't move me. So I guess in a roundabout way, I'm saying yes, but nothing memorable enough to really, truly give you a scouting report on. Cultured Sal, saw them all. Let's see.
I have seen quite a few.
Okay, let's hear the rundown.
I really just asked this question because I don't know why it hit me the other day. And I was thinking, oh, all right, well, these guys think that, you know, they know politics and they're more cultured than I am. I wonder how many people here at the station, whether it be Gio or Marash or you yourself, how have watched, you know, foreign films or silent films. One of the best silent films ever. One of the best movies I've ever seen was a silent film, The Artist, which I'm pretty sure won Best Picture years ago.
Might have 2000.
You ever see that one? No. Never heard of it? Dude, must watch. All kidding aside.
Subtitles at least? I mean, nothing?
It's a silent film. You watch it, you'll know what's going on when you watch.
I don't have time for that.
See that used to be Young Sal, and then I opened my mind up to a whole new world.
Cultured Sal. I like the new Sal.
Foreign films, some of the best movies that I've seen along the years. Now, I'm not saying I watch them all the time, but I've seen more than a few, and they are very good. I would recommend that everybody be open to it. Hoff, are you a foreign film or silent film
guy? I actually am, because I love the horror foreign films with everything subtitles, but like Battle Royale is one of my favorite horror films of all time, and it's basically The Hunger Games. It's the early version of Hunger Games, just a little bit more violent.
Do you think Sean Marash has ever seen a foreign film or a silent film?
Does porn count?
No, watching, you know, whatever it is that you watch on mute is not a silent film.
It's not silent because the producer made it that way. It's silent so your wife doesn't hear it. All right, Sal, let's test the depth of your culture.
Yeah.
Just give us a guess here. I won't even ask you for the name. That's too tricky. The first silent film was released in, give me a broad year. I guess.
1904.
You almost nailed it. 1903?
Are you kidding me?
To God, dude.
What's it called again?
The first silent film, The Great Train Robbery, I actually have seen that, but I didn't know it was 1903, was released in 1903, produced by Thomas Edison. Wow. But directed and filmed by Edwin S. Porter. It's a 12-minute film considered the first narrative movie and introduced several new editing techniques. This guy says 1904. It's 1903.
I'm going in my mind. I'm like, early 1900s, 1920. Could it be 1800s? I have no idea how it went, but 1904. I would recommend The Artist, though. Let's do a little show report. You go back and watch The Artist.
Wait, you think this Marantz with Rocky? There's no way I'm watching that movie.
Yeah.
No, I'm not interested. No,
or
thank you.
Amour? I think it was called Amour.
That
was now a very sad movie, but just a great movie. There's a bunch of great foreign films. If you'd like, I could get my list and I'll recommend them to you.
If you can give me the list, then I will ignore it.
BT and Sal on The Fan. That does it for three random questions on this Wednesday afternoon. We'll come back, reset, down with the king topic of the day, both the Mets being the top story and the draft as we get set for the NFL draft tomorrow evening. Can't wait for that. And we'll take your calls at 888-808-1019.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.